get in the hands of the colored demons of Radhika, which is the feminine. And it became yellow. It is the time when in Indian culture, Vedic culture, anything is married, wife and husband. Then the parents and all others used to color their hands with turmeric. So Srimati Radhika hand was yellow, and she was so ashamed that how she can show this to her parents and all the persons in Russia. So she was so much ashamed. Here she came and washed her hands very clear, and all the tablet was came into pond water and it became. So it is the time that Radha and Krishna married, and that Srimati Radhika was hanged, was washed here, so it remembered. So Pili Pokhar is this. Pili Pokhar ki
jai!
But you know that I saw that Radha and Krishna should not be married. Why? Because it will be like Dwarka, Mahishi. No difference, no superiority from Satabhama, Rukmini and all. They will be like that. Srimati Radhika will be Dashi. Jogmaya wanted that Srimati Radhika to be master of Krishna. And Krishna should worship. And that is why it was not done. But anyhow, out by kaushal se, by the trick it was. Gaur Pramana.
Thank you.
सखीगिरी पर्वत पर आए हुए हैं। We have come on the सखीगिरी पर्वत, where all the सखीज with श्रीमती राधिका and ललिता, all the सखीज विशाखा, चित्रा, चंपकलता, तुम विद्यान्दु, लेखारम, देवी सुधी, रूपमंजरी, all सखी used to come here. You know that Chandravali is the sister of Srimati, elder sister of Srimati Radhika. His father was the brother of Vishwabhanu Maharaj. Ananga Manjari, younger brother, sister of Srimati Radhika. Nearby, there is a place, Kamai Karela. Vishakha's father used to live there. Rangdevi, so Devi's father, in a very nearer village. About all these sakhis were of near bow. All they were married to Javat. So this sakhi, all these sakhis used to come to this place, Sakhi Giri Parvat. सखीगिरी पर्वत पर सब आया करते थे। बहुत ही मनोरम दृश्य था। चारों तरफ में सुंदर हरे भरे जंगल थे। It was full of very dense forest, but very fragrant flowers, creepers, trees like kadamba and all were here. Always full of deers. We have seen here deers, peacocks, cuckoo birds. So many, all the animals were there. So this place was so beautiful. Srimati Lalitaji, his father's home is here, Unchagaon. From there, with all the sakhis, they used to come to this place. Sometimes Krishna used to smell the
fragrance
of the bell of Lalita and Vishakha, and also Srimati Radhika. Here is prominency of Lalita. So once all the sakhis were playing, and Krishna smelled the
fragrance
of gopis, and he brought his cows nearby, and he left all the cowherd boy near a pond between Barsana and this place, Uchara. And they were engaged in grazing and playing themselves, and Krishna came alone here. In the council of gopis, Krishna was sitting and making so much enjoyment. Srimati Radhika very cleverly went behind Krishna and Lalita, and he joined the bell of
Lalita
to the pitambar of Krishna. And she told Vishakha to recite mantra of marriage. And someone became so many part playing, some became nine.
Barbar
daughter, girl. कोई नाइन की लड़की बन गई, कोई धोबी की लड़की बन गई, कोई कुछ बन गई. They were playing the parts of all the persons who manage
marriage.
Some became father and mother, some became showman. And they began to recite songs of marriage. And leading part was of Srimati Radhika. When they were doing so, Lalita was saying that why they are doing so. And she wanted to run away from there. But when he began to run, he saw that he is
tied with Krishna.
Threatened with Krishna Pitambar. Krishna was also laughing, all the sakhis were clapping. So this place is the Vibah Mandap, near where they are standing. There was the mandap. And this is the place where all these sakhi, Lalita Vishakha and Srimati Radhika and Lalita Vishakha, all took play from moving to
sliding,
coming and sliding. Krishna also. As Krishna did in Kamevan, in Fisal Pahadi, so this is also a Fisal Pahadi, for here they are cowherd boys with Krishna, and here with Radha and Lalita, all the sakhi just to play here. Here, you can see the shine of altar.
Red light.
Here Vishakha and Srimati Radhika
decorated
Lalita's feet with altar here. So it is also called Lalita, Alta Pahadi. So Alta Pahadi isko bhi kahte hain. Isko Chitra Shila bhi kahte hain upar mein. Chitra used to make so many chitra here on the hill.
Stones.
And also when sun used to give his light rays, the rays of the sun illuminate on the
stones,
so beautiful stones like marble, more than marble, like mirrors. And they used to give light so many times, like diamonds. So it is called Chitra Shila. Here Srimati Radhika and Lalita Vishakha used to play so many plays here, pastimes. They used to make marriage of any putal.
Dolls. Puppet.
In boyhood they used to play like this. And they used to give वो लोग प्रसाद उसमें प्रवेशन करती थी. You have seen in bhojan thali the plates some
made of
bells,
yes.
Like that,
yes.
Here also here not only one,
many.
so many
hundreds of bells here, and so many very glittering stones in which sun
reflects.
So chitrashila it is also called. So from 5,000 years Jatri used to come here to see all these places. We should try to touch Alta Pahari, Vibah Mandap, and take dust of all these places. So all should come in our heart, manifest all these pastimes. It is not like a material marriage or material any place. If you will take the dust, यदि हम लोग यहाँ की धूलि को ग्रहण करेंगे और इन लीला कथाओं को सुनेंगे तो ब्रज में हम लोग जो जाएंगे इसका एक संस्कार यहाँ पर बनेगा. ये कैसे उनकी सेवा होती है इसकी झलक दिखाने के लिए ये जगत में इन लीलाओं को कृष्ण ने और राधा जी ने जो माया ने प्रकट किया है. क्या पोटैटो
इफ वी टेक डस्ट ऑफ दिस प्लेस and we hear the pastime of this place, when we'll go back from here, we will carry an impression with us that how in order for the upliftment of we living entity, Yog Maya has allowed their transcendental pastime of Radha Krishna over here, so that we can listen about them and can touch the dust of that place where such pastime has taken place.
We will forget all tattva gyan, brahma gyan, tattva gyan, everything we'll have to forget. I know that Swamiji went to western countries and he told them tattva gyan, and now Swamiji is sending me there to tell what thing?
Forget tattva
gyan.
Tattva gyan everything. Tattva gyan will be in this side of viraja. After viraja, no need of tattva gyan. In brahma sayujya, all tattva gyan will be mixed. And if you cross that, we'll go to Vaikunth, some seva, and in braj seva. So it will give impression of going to braja. ये ब्रज में जाने का लिए इन लीलाओं का हृदय में यदि हम धारण करेंगे तो जोग माया की कृपा से उनकी लीलाओं की स्फूर्ति होगी और वहां पर कैसी सेवा होती है इसका कुछ इंडिकेशन मिलेगा. बचपन में हम लोगों ने देखा है कि कुछ लड़कियां वो छोटी छोटी पुतलियों की गुड़ा गुड्डा और गुड्डी बना लेते हैं ये शुड हियर एंड ट्रांसलेट और उसकी शादी कराती हैं उसमें कुछ खर्च भी करती हैं भाई को कहती हैं कि तुम हमारा निमंत्रण पा करके तुम हमारी शादी में उनकी शादी में आना और सब लोगों को निमंत्रण करती हैं मिट्टी की पूड़ी बनती है और उसी में वो सब कुछ धूल का ही चावल और ये सब सब कुछ तरकारी सब्जी बनती है और बड़े प्रेम के साथ में वो करती हैं और यदि कोई थोड़ा सा उसमें इधर उधर गड़बड़ कर दे तो बिगड़ जाती हैं और वैसे उसकी शादी कराती किस लिए कराती हैं. बचपन से ही उनमें संस्कार है ये शादी होगी. कुछ नहीं जानती हैं ये शादी किसको कहते हैं. दो चार पांच वर्ष की स्थिति में क्या समझेंगी. किंतु ये केस इंप्रेशन दिया जाता है और इसी के बाद में उनकी शादी होती है. बड़ी खुश होती हैं और शादी होने के बाद में क्या होती हैं? कोई अरमान पूरी नहीं होती तो दुखी हुआ, किंतु ये जो ब्रज में शादी होगी गुरु जी कराते हैं, इसका इम्प्रेशन देते हैं, इन लीला स्थानों में ले आ करके उसका एक इम्प्रेशन देते हैं, जे ब्रज में कैसे शादी होती है, कैसे कृष्ण की और राधा कृष्ण जुगल की सेवा होती है, इस सब के लिए लाते हैं, संसारी के इन चीजों के लिए नहीं। ट्रांसलेट
In Indian tradition, the young girls of the age,
not five, young,
young is
baby girls,
5-6 years old,
less than that also, baby girls,
less than 5-6 years old, very small girls, they generally play with their dolls, and while playing with their dolls, traditionally they get their dolls married. One girl has one he doll and one girl has she doll, and then they arrange a marriage for it. And this marriage ceremony takes place nearly exactly some type as a real ceremony takes place. They spend some money also in it. They invite their brother also, and they cook a feast, though everything is made of mud. Their burner is made of mud, their pot is made of mud, and the bread they roll over, that is also of mud. The rice they cook, that is of the mud. Everything of the mud is of the mud. Not mud, mud. Clay. But they celebrate it very, very enthusiastically. What is this, Maharaji saying? It is, in fact, an impression they gain that this way the marriage takes place. And when they grow up, whatever the way they have got their dolls married, they get married. They become very happy. Look, we are today getting married in a similar fashion as we got our young dolls married. So, happily they get married. But after marriage, what happens? All their aspirations, all their desires, they get smashed. They don't get a slice of happiness.
All their dreams.
Their dreams break down.
All becomes like mud.
Everything really happens like clay and mud. But when Guru comes here in these places where the eternal pastimes of Radha Krishna has taken place, and he tells all Leela Katha and gets all his disciples, their internal position, he gets them married to this place, this marriage is eternal and will give really eternal bliss to all.
Gaur Premanande. Now take the dust of this very with strong faith and
belief
feelings. Then it will give some impression. And like enjoyment, nothing will be here. After this, you can go by upside and you can see the wells and that Chitra Shila and other things. I cannot go, so I will go down, but you should all go with them, doing kirtan and seeing all the places, and come down, then we go to Shama.
Shama, Shama.
Are we coming back
or? Anadi, Radhi, Govinda, Sarva Karana Karana. Krishna jo hai, uska tat kaha kya hai? अच्छा वो आदि है सब कोई का, उनका आदि कोई है ही नहीं. देयर इज नो ओरिजिन ऑफ कृष्ण, नो सुप्रियर देन कृष्ण, बट सम केस देयर पोटेंशियली सुप्रियर देन पोटेंशियल. हाउ इट इज पोजिशन ऑफ द पोटेंशियल, वेदर superior or potency which is possessed by him is superior. You can understand, but Maharaj is saying otherwise.
we have come to Dehakunda.
We have heard in Barsana at
Dangar.
Like Shem. There is a stone written on that. That here Lalita and Srimati Radhika has given themselves to Krishna. It is written here. Also we know that there was a Brahmin. He has a girl, daughter, and he wanted to marry that lady, to give marriage to that daughter. But he was so poor that he could not marry. So he went to Krishna and he wanted some wealth. Krishna thought that I have wealth, but my wealth is Srimati Radhika. So he donated Srimati Radhika to that Brahmin. Brahmin was worried and upset. I have one daughter, I cannot manage, I cannot give her marriage. And Krishna has given me one more daughter. So from where I will manage wealth to give marriage this second daughter? Then he was somewhat so much worried. Then Krishna made a scale and he kept Srimati Radhika there on one side, and so much gold equal to Srimati Radhika he gave to the Brahmin. This is found anywhere. Especially our Goswami has written all these things. You know Narayan Bhatta, he was in Braja after Rup Sanatan, and he has written a Braj Vilas book and Braj Vilas. And in this book he has quoted from all the Purans, and he has discovered all these places after Rupa and Sanatana. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discovered so many places, and after that Rupa Goswami by his order, they discovered all the places. And taking the Praman of all the Purans, he explained all these in his book. How to go, how to worship these places, what pastimes was there in all places. So he has also narrated this story in his book. I think that here in this point, Krishna offered himself, his body and everything, in the lotus feet of Lalita and Srimati Radhika. And that is why it has called Dehakunda. That is secondary, that Srimati Lalita or Srimati Radhika has offered themselves or given. You see, and you should think about this, that Krishna can be covered by the collar of Srimati Radhika. But Radhika cannot be covered by black. Have you heard anywhere? Krishna was covered with golden color. That golden color was the beauty of Srimati Radhika. And he was covered totally. And he was not seen. Black color was almost all gone. But we have never seen, there is no proof anything that black color has covered Srimati Radhika.
Swami bahut aaya.
You don't need this. Not much. They were worshipping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is rather than Radharani, if say so. But he entered into Gopinath, who is black. Never. It is absurd. Krishna can't enter in Srimati Radhika. Srimati Radhika, no. So, here is Dehakunda. We have come to this place, Dehakunda. These all places are prominent for Srimati Radhika. Napareham nirvadda sanjujam. Ye Radhika ji ka asthan hai. Krishna unke piche piche dolte hai. ये कहें ये कृष्ण ही मूल तत्व है ठीक, किंतु राधिका जी का प्रेम इतना गंभीर है, इतना गंभीर है, ये कृष्ण उसमें डूब जाएंगे. एंड दैट इज व्हाई ही हैज थ्री एम्बिशन. राधिका हैज नो एम्बिशन एट ऑल, बट कृष्ण हैज एम्बिशन. हिज समटाइम्स थ्री विशेस वेर नॉट फुलफिल्ड. व्हेन ही बोरोड समथिंग फ्रॉम राधिका, देन ही वाज फुलफिल्ड. Otherwise not. But Radhika has nothing like this. So, हम देह कुंड में आए हैं और यहाँ पर आचमन करें. यहाँ पर बल्लभाचार्य और सबकी परिक्रमाएं आती हैं और यहाँ पर लोग धनी मानी लोग सोना दान करते हैं. सुनते हैं कि ललिता जी ने अपना आभूषण यहाँ पर दान कर दिया था, तो गरीब गरीब ब्राह्मणों को वो लोग सब ऐसा दिया करते हैं. तो हम लोग यहाँ पर सबसे जो हमारा सबसे जो बेस्ट कीमती चीज है वो क्या चीज है? हृदय है, प्रेम है, श्रद्धा इत्यादि. आज हम कृष्ण के चरणों में यहाँ पर राधा जी के चरणों और ललिता जी के विशेष चरणों में हम लोग यहाँ पर अर्पण करेंगे. इससे बढ़कर के और कुछ नहीं. गौर प्रेमानंदे. भोग लगाया? अच्छा, तो इधर आओ. हमारे ब्रह्मचारी लोग चले जाएं ऊपर में. जैसे आदमी बैठे हैं ऐसे ही बैठे रहेंगे और हाथ में ही उनको एक एक रोटी और सब्जी और एक एक बैठा भी आया है. हाँ, तो चार पांच आदमी ले लो और सब जगह बांट. गौर प्रमानंदे
love this song.
Chiradina Koriya Ocharana
Yeah. কেমন এলো বিবে চরম সরম রাধা কৃষ্ণ পদ কমলে মন কেমন এলো বিবে